joined by Chris Thomas. First of all, I saw you getting here on a golf cart. Is that part of your contract?
There's no parking here at Huff, so we have to use the golf cart whenever we can. So we take it from the offices over to here. It's a nice little ride, a good little 3-minute jaunt down the road. So it's we like it.
Will you be saying that in December?
You can bundle up in December, so yes.
All right, tell me about your opening weekend of Big Ten play. How did it go? How do you assess it?
The assessment is that, you know, we got 2 wins, and I never want to say, okay, we won and we played poorly. There are times where I wish we would have played better. I think as a coach, you always look at that and say, yeah, we can play better than we did. I think our passing, for the most part, you know, kind of went down a little bit, but that's also due to the competition we're playing against. And, you know, we warned them a lot before we got to this point, saying, okay, now we're in the Big Ten. You know, these teams are going to be tougher. You know, their servers are going to be better. Not to say the teams we've played before this weren't great, but I think we just had a little bit of breakdown there. But the bright spot was is that we were able to kind of take those passes that weren't so great and turn them into points. And that's kind of what you're looking at. And so maybe we didn't pass so well, but our out-of-system setting was great. Or Jordan, you know, was able to track down a ball and put one up for hitters, and our hitters did an excellent job of managing all their shots, and that's really good to see. So, you know, scoring a point however you can is a point still. I tell the girls all the time, there's no style points in this game, just points. So we scored enough to win.
And Penn State, probably your toughest competition you've seen, behind maybe Stanford and what you saw in the Big Ten Pac-12 Challenge. So do you think the team is in a different mindset or different place now to face a tough opponent after going through what they went through against Stanford?
Yeah, I think, you know, they beat Stanford twice and they beat Colorado, 2 teams that we lost to. But I was telling the other reporters that, you know, that's no indication of anything other than we know they're a tough team. And they've had, you know, multiple players on that roster that have won a national championship back when they were freshmen. So, you know, I know what that motivation can be like for those players. So I just told them, expect their best, and we have to play our best to hang with them. And, you know, we've been playing some good volleyball. It's just a good challenge to try to kick it up another notch in a hostile environment in the Big Ten, and, you know, another chance for a freshman to see what it's like to play in the Big Ten. So we're excited for a lot of reasons. You know, we'll see how it goes. If we execute well, I think we'll, as always, we'll be in a position to win. But if, you know, we show a little falter, I think those players are pretty good at jumping on it. So the main message is just to always be competitive. And, you know, we're going to see good swings. We're going to see good serves. We're going to see good blocks. You know, what do we do in response to those things? And how do we come back against, you know, a good player? And we want to make good plays ourselves. So
I imagine you won't see quite the contingent from the Spike Squad making the trip out to Happy Valley and Rutgers, but how cool was that? I mean, that's kind of an old trick they use, but how cool is that to see a disguised Spike Squad show up on the road for you?
Yeah, that was in the works for a little bit of time, so they're talking about it. We helped facilitate a few things for them, but I didn't know what their exact plan was other than, you know, they said, okay, after we score the first point, we're going to switch to our purple to orange, and it was cool to watch unfold. And they also helped me out on a line call. There was a referee called it out, and they were right on the line. They were telling me it's in, so I used my challenge replay, and we scored the point. So good to have them out there, and yeah, very familiar feel in Evanston when we played Northwestern. But again, you know, hats off to the team for playing good volleyball and getting the win. So.
And zooming out to the rest of the conference, Michigan State, are they a bit of a surprise? I knew they were coming on strong last year. How do you see that team and the rest of the top half of the Big Ten right now?
To me, Michigan State's not a surprise. I think I picked them to play second in conference. They return pretty much their whole starting crew from the previous year, you know, a team that was, you know, almost in the Sweet 16. You know, I think preseason they stumbled in a few matches, but they have the size, they have the experience to be really good in this conference, and they showed that this last weekend. You know, they won at Wisconsin, which is no easy feat, and they swept Minnesota in 3, which hasn't won or hasn't lost a home match in 40 some odd games. So, hats off to them. And again, it just kind of speaks to the depth of our conference. And you know, we talked at the beginning of the year, you know, them, Purdue, Penn State are all 3 teams that returned a bulk of their roster from the previous years, and in returning, I mean, they 6 seniors are on those rosters, you know, so it just makes it that much more challenging and makes a victory that much sweeter. So, yeah, it's a tough conference, as you know.
I suppose in a year or two, people are going to say Illinois is returning a bunch of upperclassmen as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it always goes in cycles like that. You know, we just try to do our best every day to improve. No matter what your age is, I think it's, you know, volleyball is just one of those games where you can, you know, it's pretty random, actually, you know, for the most part. There's also obviously some constants, which is why we have our, you know, our records and stuff like that. But I think it's a game where, you know, if we play our best, we can compete with anyone in the country, as we saw and when we played Stanford. And, you know, we hope to get to that level consistently. I think that's kind of the key word we're using over these last few weeks, and you know, I'm seeing a lot in our practice gym. So as long as that can translate into games and hostile environments, and when we play tough matches here, I think we'll be in good shape.
Chris, good luck against Penn State and Rutgers. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, appreciate it, Scott.